Chapter 16 Countering Giveaway Chips.
Dialogue 1.
The dialogue below is an example of a dumb reply. As in the previous chapter, this is about DVD player negotiations, and Bob and Jane are still the principals. In this scenario, Jane expected an easy time of it and got a nasty surprise. She uses the dumb method as follows. Well, it's the best I can do. If you want to sell me your DVD players, you need to accept my offer. Do we have a deal?
I'm afraid not, Bob. I really don't have room to maneuver. You're going to have to come up to what we discussed on the phone.
Jane, I told you how it is. The Koreans are dumping units in our market. The bad economy, our decreased market share. We can't compete at your price.
That isn't my problem, Bob. You said my coming here was just a formality to sign the contract. We spoke on the phone Friday, and you said nothing about this. As far as I'm concerned, we had a deal.
But that wasn't an offer. I'm not authorized to go higher.
Then you should have said something.
Well, we really didn't know we had to adjust the offer until this weekend.
I have a lot of trouble believing that.
It's the truth.
I'm not even going to debate that issue. Now let's stop this foolishness and do what we agreed to.
That price was never an official offer, and it's not on the table now.
You can't renege on what you represented over the phone. I thought you were straight shooters. Let's listen again.
Well, it's the best I can do. If you want to sell me your DVD players, you need to accept my offer. Do we have a deal?
I'm afraid not, Bob. I really don't have room to maneuver. You're going to have to come up to what we discussed on the phone.
Jane, I told you how it is. The Koreans are dumping units in our market. The bad economy, our decreased market share. We can't compete at your price.
That isn't my problem, Bob. You said my coming here was just a formality to sign the contract. We spoke on the phone Friday, and you said nothing about this. As far as I'm concerned, we had a deal.
But that wasn't an offer. I'm not authorized to go higher.
Then you should have said something.
Well, we really didn't know we had to adjust the offer until this weekend.
I have a lot of trouble believing that.
It's the truth.
I'm not even going to debate that issue. Now let's stop this foolishness and do what we agreed to.
That price was never an official offer, and it's not on the table now.
You can't renege on what you represented over the phone. I thought you were straight shooters.